If he was indeed mad, his delusions were beautifully organized. Everything was perfectly real. Nothing vanished when he turned his back. The only incongruous element in the scene, and that certainly a major one, was the space pod itself. For many minutes, Bowman did not move from his seat. He half expected the vision around him to go away, but it remained as solid as anything he had ever seen in his life. It was real. Or else a phantom of the senses so superbly contrived that there was no way of distinguishing it from reality. Perhaps it was some kind of test. If so, not only his fate, but that of the human race might well depend upon his actions in the next few minutes.